to begin the Grace Believers Bible study. I'm glad everybody's here.
I'm going to cover one scripture here real quick that he mentioned twice. And the scripture doesn't bother me, but it bothers me when people adhere to it. But before I tell you that, you might have noticed flakiness on my face. I'm going through a pre-cancer treatment, and it's one of those things I've been putting off for 6 months. And, I've been putting it off, because the last time I went through it, I taught the mid-Acts dispensationalism. I think Sermon 3 and 4, man, it looked like I had the German measles, and I hate for anybody to see that. But I did it. The word still got out. But just be aware of that. Hope it don't run you off. Now, one of the things that I wanted to address, how about going over to 1 John 1:9? You know, as you go over there, God, the whole King James Bible is written for you, but it's not all written to you. See, I believe there's no contradictions in the King James Bible, but I'm going to show you one. Not. But it seems like it is. Let me get over to 1 John myself. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Sounds good.
It does. You know what that is? That's a tribulation verse. That ain't for you. But hold on to that. Go to Colossians chapter 2. Verse 13. It sounds like 1 John 1:9 that you're in your sins and you need to confess them, doesn't it? But look over here in Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. And you, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened, made alive together with Him, having forgiven you how many?
All
trespasses. What are you trying to confess? He forgive you of all of them. Every one. Those two verses are contradictory to each other. Now you can either believe the King James Bible or not. It matters to me, but it doesn't. My job is to preach the revelation of the mystery so you can be saved. The Bible says something. God will have all men be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. First, you've got to get saved. Does anybody see themselves as a hell-bound sinner in here today? I was a hell-bound sinner. I was going to hell. I had walked the aisle for Jesus, cried my eyeballs out, done what the pastor said. And guess what? I knew I was going to hell. Literal hell. The fire of everlasting brimstone. Well, how can you go to hell? Do you believe in hell? I've got a friend that does not believe in hell. Now, what's he being saved from? He says he's saved. I'm saved from the wrath to come. And we may get to that point. I was going to talk about that. Ain't no telling, because Richard mentioned so much that just got me all cranked up. I don't know where we're going with this. But what I'm saying is, do you believe there's a hell? Do you believe you're headed there? Go to Romans 5:12. Let's look at it. Why would you be going to hell? You know, you didn't have nothing to do with it. What? You mean God, the just God, is going to send me to hell when I didn't do anything bad? Well, let's look at verse 12. Richard mentioned it. Wherefore, as by one man, that's Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all that all have sinned. Every one of you, it passes through the Father. Sin comes through the male, not the female. So you ain't got nothing to do with it. You've got sin nature that will send you to hell. And you've got what? Your sins. Richard wrote that up very well. And I'm going to do it again. Jesus Christ, hang on that cross at Calvary for you. That Christ was crucified. I can't help it, Donna. I think of you every time. Right here. Jesus Christ was crucified, buried, and resurrected from the dead for your justification. What is justification? Forgiveness of sins. You've been cleared of all your sins. The moment, not just by being born, but the moment you trust this. This is called the gospel of your salvation. Richard went over it. Romans 1:17 is called the gospel of Christ. It's called the gospel of the grace of God. Now, really, it's called the gospel of the grace of God, but if you call it the gospel of Christ, that's fine. Because it's the same, just to different people. We won't talk about that today. But this is a gospel. Gospel meaning good news. Peter taught a gospel of the kingdom of heaven, the gospel of the circumcision. That's not good news to you, even though Peter was a great apostle. Contrary to what that man said to you on the radio this morning, Peter is not the greatest apostle ever walked. Paul is. Paul is the pattern out of what? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16. Did he say he was the pattern? The first into the body of Christ, a spiritual, invisible church. You can't see it, touch it, or feel it, but it's a living organism, and Christ is the head of it. Now, Paul wrote 13 books of the New Testament, didn't he? How did Mark write? Matthew. Luke. 2. John. 4. James. 1. We don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews. John wrote the... John wrote the Revelation.
Right.
So, Paul wrote 13. 48% of the so-called New Testament. And you know why I said so-called New Testament? Because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is not New Testament until the last chapter of each one. That's a continuation of prophecy from the Old Testament. Well, it's in Hebrews. It tells you, unless the testator is dead, there is no New Testament, and Jesus Christ didn't die until the last chapter of all those four synoptic Gospels. Just because it says New Testament in that book, a man put that in there. So, are you lost? Are you saved? Only you know. What are you banking your salvation on? What do you know? Donna just showed me something up here. And I'm not going to read it, but it's like, I ain't dead yet. And it's got the word hope in it. We don't hope. We know. When you're saved, you're going to know it beyond the shadow of a doubt. You're going to believe in eternal security. You're going to believe in the redemption of the body. We're not like Peter's bunch, the little flock. They're going to inherit what? Land. The kingdom. We're going to inherit, as Ephesians 1:3 tells us, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Yes, Dave?
I'm saved because I got out of the way and let God do it.
Amen. Quit trying and start trusting. Yes, Jim?
I'm saved because of what Christ did for me. It has nothing to do with me whatsoever. Everything to do with what He did for me.
You're telling me you didn't do anything to get saved?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, we believe. Yes, sir, Bob.
If I'm going to glory, I'm going to glory in the cross.
Glory in the cross. Yes, Joe.
You can't do anything. It's a gift. You don't do anything for a gift. It's a
in
gift.
Romans 6:23, it says, what? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift, it's a gift. You can't work for a gift if you could work for it, ain't a gift. But the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Trish.
Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 wraps it up.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a what? A gift
of God.
Of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't boast about this. Why? There were some works going on Calvary to save you. Jesus Christ did it. All. I like that word all. How many sins were taking place all. Here?
All sin.
All sin and sins. All you've got to do is trust.
Why aren't you trusting? Is it because you've never heard this? It may be because of what I did. The fact was, I walked that aisle. I don't know if I repented, but the fact that it is, you could probably call it that. I tried to change, but I realized I couldn't do it. And the moment I realized, it took a week. The moment I realized I couldn't do it, I gave up all hope of ever being saved. Because I'd done what that preacher said, and I still knew I was lost. I'm out in la-la land. I'm going to hell, and nobody can save me. Until Brother Moore got on television, I thought he was a kook, a nutcase, teaching what we're teaching today. I found out I'd been lied to my whole life. And that's Brother Danny over there in Louisiana today. Danny's a 300-pound WWE or WWA wrestler. He got saved a couple of months ago. He was raised as an assembly of God, and he is so angry about them lying to him, he can't hardly stand it. He sees the truth. He's been witnessing like crazy. I talk to him every day. That's a wonderful thing. See, it can run your head through a radiator. Meek and mild and humble now. You know, you might equate someone who is saved as a weakling and a wuss. But they're not. They're stronger than anybody you've ever seen. Somebody who has trusted the gospel of the grace of God, believing that Christ was crucified on the cross. Crucified. And in Romans chapter 6, it tells you you were buried with him. As long as you were actually crucified with him judicially. And you know what? You were resurrected from the dead. In other words, the Bible says you were quickened. And you've been justified. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. You've been justified. You've been cleared of all your sins. Why? And I can't do anything? No, all you do is trust. Yes.
And by doing that, we are now free to not focus on the sin, but to focus on God as an ambassador.
Amen. You are an ambassador of Christ. It says so in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. The moment you trust Jesus Christ, are you going to do everything you should? No. Yes, Bob.
And justified, you can just read the word. It says, just as if I had never sinned.
Very good. Just as if I had never sinned. That's how he sees you. Back to the 13 books. Where did he get that revelation from? Go over to Galatians, would you? You can identify with this, Trish. Galatians chapter 1. Paul. I'm gonna read starting in verse 11. Then I'm going to back it up. Paul says this. But I certify. You know what a certification is? You go down and get a degree to certify something. That's the truth. That's it. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me, that's the gospel of Christ there, is not after man. That alleviates the fact that Peter taught Paul as the denominations preach. Now, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it. But I want you to look at this in your scriptures, so don't just take my word for it. But by the revelation of Jesus Christ. What? You mean Jesus Christ actually sat down and talked to a man after he was risen, and as Christ sits on the right hand side of the Father?
Yeah. Yeah.
Paul's the last man to see him. He never saw him in the flesh, as far as we know. There's speculation, but I don't believe he did. But he got it by revelation. Now, go back over to, verse 6.
Chapter 1, 6,
Galatians. Paul said he'd been preaching what we're preaching here to these Galatians on his first missionary journey. And he says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him, that's God, that called you into the grace of Christ, unto another gospel. What? There's another gospel? No, not like the gospel of Christ, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ.
You had certain men, and you can read that over, and you ain't got to go there, but over in Acts chapter 15, certain men from Judea came by and says, you can't be saved unless you are circumcised. But you can. It ain't got nothing to do with it. But he said that they've been perverting the gospel because they've been preaching. They added one thing to it, or two things.
It's just like being baptized today, or
is there exactly.
Depending on your sin.
If you got to do anything, God lied about it. And he didn't. The Bible tells you that Satan is a liar and the father of lies. Now, let's continue here. I want you to see how important it is you believe only this gospel. Hey, the guys, there ain't but one way to get to heaven. One way. That's through the Lord Jesus Christ and the work he's already accomplished for you. Do you see yourself going to hell? Do you see yourself going to heaven? There ain't no maybe about it. There's no hope so about it, is there not? There's a no-so salvation. I don't just hope so. I know so. And you can ask some people out there in these religious churches, denominational churches. They think they are because they've done what that pastor said. But this is so important in verse 8. Keep in mind, we're talking the gospel of Christ, the gospel of the grace of God. That's this. Only way to get to heaven. But though we, Paul and his entourage, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. That means cursed. If anybody preaches any other gospel other than this one, that's today. That's yesterday. That's all the way back to the Apostle Paul. That person is cursed if they preach any salvation other than this, what I've got drawn on the board. So if you had a pastor, preacher, teacher tell you something, then there's a gospel that you've got to do something else other than this. They lied to you. Get away from them. Never go back to their church again. Ever. But watch. You know, I can say some things, and I do a lot, about this. Richard's done drawn this up here one time. It's important that I do it again. Why? Because look, let's go to verse 9. This was so important in verse 8. He had to do it again. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. It's that important that you know what gospel saves you. It's a gospel. It's the good news. Nothing you did. I'm trying to make that point very, very clear. It's a free gift, as we've already discussed. But there's a mystery dispensation going on, guys. A mystery dispensation. I hate to do that. I'm going to put it down here. Well, some squiggles and lines here. I'll tell you what they are as we go. Now, in Ephesians chapter 3, let's look at that. I'm going to start in verse 1. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. He is a prisoner in Rome when he wrote this. He never met the Ephesians.
That was Ephesians 1.
Ephesians 3, 1. Verse 2. If you have heard, listen now, of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you. There's a dispensation given to the Apostle Paul. That's what we've got drawn in here. Excuse me. In between this parenthesis and this parenthesis, of course we know by studying the Scriptures, this time period and this dispensation, there's two different things. It was not in the Old Testament Scriptures, and neither Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. But this is the dispensation of the grace of God. Is that not what it just said in verse 2?
Yes.
Verse 3, how that by revelation, there's that word again, where Jesus Christ spoke to the Apostle Paul, he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote about before, which means before, in few words. whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge and the mystery of Christ. It's our job, preachers, teachers, or just ambassadors for everybody, to reveal the revelation of the mystery to everyone. What is it? What is the revelation of the mystery? Now we can go over to Romans 16:25 and see what Jesus Christ revealed to the Apostle Paul. Well, this is it right here. That Christ was crucified, buried, and resurrected from the dead on the third day for your justification, to pay for all your sins. Now, did Peter know that?
No,
he didn't. All Peter knew that Jesus Christ was crucified, buried, and resurrected to sit on David's throne as the king. And that will happen for them. This is why everything written in the Scriptures is not directly to you, but it's for your learning and it's for your admonition. But our job, again, is to preach the revelation of the mystery, to make all men see. And that's a big deal. You've got a more important job than any president, any king, any dictator that's ever lived. Does that? You might not believe it, but it's true. You've got more important job description than those people have, because you've got something to do. Yes, Jim?
Yeah, some people don't understand what the word mystery means. Can you explain the definition of mystery, what we keep talking about? What is a mystery?
Well, you know, Paul got this. Paul said, it was, well, I'll tell you what, go over to Romans 12. Go over to Romans 16. Things that are kept secret were mysteries. You know, nobody knew about it. In verse 25, now to him that is of power to establish you, that's God, according to my gospel, this is Paul's gospel, this is exactly what I've got written up here, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation, the revealing of the mystery. What is the mystery? Things that are hid. It says it was kept secret since the world began. Back over here, we had the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I hope you believe there's a Trinity. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it if you don't. It's on you. See, there's one thing about this. This is individual salvation. This is not national salvation that Paul talks about to Israel, that they will all be saved. This is an individual, personal salvation. You can't do it for your child. You can't do it for your mom or your dad. You can't do it for your children, even though you'd like to. You can't do it. You go out there and want to get crucified on the cross and say, I'm doing this for my family. Well, you know what? If you're not saved, you're going straight to hell. And if you thought you could do that, you probably ain't saved. Okay? Then, the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. Back over there, before the first grain of sand was ever spoken into existence, this mystery was known back there by the triune God. But it was kept secret. Not a soul knew about it. Now, there's some things that are hid, not just kept secret, but actually they're hid in God. But I wanted to tell you that Jesus Christ gave Paul direct revelation about this time period. Now, listen to me real quick. A dispensation of the grace of God, I'll just say it this way, the dispensation of the gospel, that's dispensing something. Dispensation of the gospel is not time. But it takes time to dispense that information. But the dispensing of the gospel, that's what your job is. It just so happens, like I said, it takes time to dispense. Now, with this, we just read about some of it in Galatians. Do you think that was meant for the world in Noah's time? Well, Noah was there. He said he was saved by grace.
He found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Yes, he did. Why? Because he obeyed what God told him. What about King David's time? You know, King David, a man after God's own heart. I'm going to use a crude term. Well, I better not. I'll just say that he got Bathsheba pregnant. Got her husband killed. A man after God's own heart. Wow. That's pretty heavy, ain't it? Now look, what about this information, this gospel here that we just talked about and just showed you what it is, got it drawn on the board. Was that for the time period that Jesus Christ was walking around on the face of the earth?
Couldn't have died yet.
No. No. Jesus Christ was walking around back here. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But see, people don't understand the Scriptures. They've been taught so much by people who are ignorant of the Scriptures. And I don't care how many degrees you've got in the seminary. If you've got PhD after PhD, it's nothing but, as Richard read in Philippians chapter 3, nothing but dung as far as teaching the truth. Yes.
Are you on Matthew 10:5?
I'm going over here in Matthew. Let's go over to, Matthew 15. Well, let's go over to 10:5 first, okay? Yep. Matthew 10:5. Well, this is a commandment that Jesus Christ gave those 12 apostles. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying. Now, really, I was going to talk about comfort one another today, and I guess this is part of it, being comforted by the Scriptures. And I want you to be comforted by the Scriptures, and I'm going to show you some ways to be comforted. We may have to go to about two. But here's what it says in red letters in your Bible. You don't put all kinds of stock in the red letters, but here. Jesus said, go not into the way of the Gentiles. What are you telling me? Are you telling me that Jesus said, don't go to the Gentiles? That's what I'm telling you. That's what he said. That's what he said. And into any city of the Samaritans, enter you not. Don't even go to the Samaritans. The half-breeds, the Jews, it's our half-breeds. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and you are not of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is not the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is about inheriting land. Yes, Jim?
Are you saying that the ministry of Christ was to the circumcision only? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. The circumcision only. How is that? I mentioned that last week. How is that comforting to you?
I'm not a Jew. So it wasn't to me.
If he said, don't go to the Gentiles, where everybody in here is a Gentile. And Jesus himself, don't go to them. We're dogs, the Scripture says. So, why would you want to believe what these churches try to tell you about following in his earthly ministry? Jesus Christ has got two ministries. One was his earthly ministry, and the other is his heavenly ministry that the Apostle Paul received from him, from the risen Savior, sitting on the right-hand side of the Father. Now, I want you to go over to Matthew 15. I think that's what it said. Yeah. Go to verse 24. Well, I start in 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast. Who is that? That's a Gentile. Now, I will tell you this. It's a Gentile that blessed the seed of Abraham. And cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord. That's like us, as people try to tell us today, have mercy on me, O Lord.
He does.
He's already had mercy on you. Thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. So the woman's trying to help her daughter. But he answered, that's Jesus' answer, her not a word, and his disciples, those 12 that everybody just so much loves for this dispensation, came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. Now, how would you like to go to the Lord in prayer and you have them disciples say, send them away? Don't even listen to those prayers these people in here. Is that comforting? Oh, God, no. But in verse 24, where I wanted to go. But he answered, Jesus did, and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Don't go into the Gentiles. Now, I'm not going to read the rest of it. You can read it for yourself. But I wanted you to know his earthly ministry over here is not to you. What? Go over to Romans 15.
But that's what everybody preaches. I know. Are they all wrong?
Yep. Yes.
That's right.
What makes us right, Bob? This King James Bible, the Scriptures, the final authority of God makes us right. Yeah. It's not a man or a woman in here that's right. It's the book. This is a holy book. It's written by the Holy Spirit. How do I know that? If you're having problems understanding what the Bible says, get saved. I did. Then I started understanding some things. Do I understand everything? Ain't no way. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it tells you the natural man receiveth not the love of the truth. Because this Bible is a spiritual book. Anyway, let me get over here. Where did I stay go?
Romans 15.
I did, didn't I? Go to verse 8. It's just not written down. Now, Paul wrote this. He says this. Now I, Paul, say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision. Israel. Not you. Why? For the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. To confirm what was written in the Old Testament prophets. It had to come true. And it did. It did come true. Now, what does the Bible tell us about what the moment we trust Jesus Christ? Yeah, I'm going to show you something. Let me go over to Romans 5 again. Verse 11. Well, I think I'll start a little ahead of that. I think I'll start in verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, you get strength when you trust the gospel. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Are you an ungodly person, Bob?
I am, sir.
What about you, Jim?
Yes, sir.
Sandy? Candy? What do I call you Sandy for? Are you an ungodly person? No. I am. But I've been saved by the blood of the Lamb. There ain't no doubt about it. But when the moment you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, go over to 2 Corinthians chapter... Hold on to Romans. Go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Hold on to Romans. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Well, I think I'm going to start in 16 and explain it. Look, in 16 he says... Wherefore, Paul writes, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. In other words, don't follow Christ's teaching anymore. Here's where I wanted to go. The moment you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, this happens. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, and you get in Christ right then, the moment you trust in his gospel, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Back over to Romans chapter 5. Verse 8. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, we're all sinners, we're born in sin, Christ died for us. Do you want to believe what the Bible said, or you do not? Christ died for us. That's each individual person. Much more than being now justified, Richard, by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. I'm not going through any wrath of any kind.
Pretty. No. No tribulation.
None. Now, I want you to see verse 11. And not only so, but we also joy in God. Do you joy in God, people? I do, because He sent His only Son into this world to die for me, personally. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now, not later, as Peter's bunch, we have now received the atonement. Well, look, you were born in this time period. You trust in Christ, if you have, in this time period. The moment you do, you look back to Calvary to see what you trusted. You trusted in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of the grace of God, to save you from any type of wrath, from hell, etc. Nothing you did. If you found anything so far that we did to save ourselves, you can't. You can't. You know, and if Christ is not crucified, then we're all dead in our sins. That's right. Go over to Ephesians chapter 2. I want to go to verse 4. Well, I think I'll just read more than that. Let's start in verse 1. And you have He quickened. That word quickened means made alive. Who were dead in trespasses and sins. That is, if you've trusted them. Every person alive was dead in trespasses and sin. Everybody. Wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world. I sure did. The more the better. Bring it on. Even though I know I was going to hell, I couldn't find a way to save and stop it. Save me from it. So I just lived like hell. Really? Now, I'm not telling you about smoking. Smoking, as far as I'm concerned, is not a sin. It's just bad for your health. I can say that because I smoke 4 packs a day. Drinking is not a sin. I don't drink anymore, but I ain't been that long quit. The fact of it is, I used to drink a lot, probably for all of us. But God can save anybody. And you're a new creature in Christ when that happens. Have you got to quit smoking to be saved, Bob?
No.
No. You got to quit drinking, Joe? I'm going to take your wine away from you, man. You're an Italian or a Maltese or whatever. You like that little glass of wine.
You bet.
There's nothing wrong with that. Dave, you like a beer?
I do.
Yeah. That ain't what we're talking about. You can't clean up your life good enough to be saved. Get that through your head. Yes, sir.
The flesh is enmity against God.
Enmity. It's hatred. It's an enemy of God.
Right.
Yes, Trish?
If we could do it, Christ didn't have to die.
If we could do it, Christ died in vain.
Amen.
It's so important.
Now, let's continue. We're talking about wherein in time past we walked, you walked, me too, according to the course of this world. According to, listen to this, the prince of the power of the air. Who is that?
Satan
is running loose down here. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. He's still here. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. That was what my inheritance was. I was a child of the inheritance of wrath. But God, thank gosh for that. Thank God it's a but in here. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath, what? Made alive, quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. Unmerited favor, something you don't deserve. You deserve going to hell, just like myself. And that's where you're going unless you trust what Jesus Christ did for you. Let's just get that point clear. Who wants to send anybody to hell? My worst enemy, I don't want going to hell. I may not like the individual person, but I don't want them going to hell. And have raised us up together. Who did that? God did. He raised us up together spiritually now and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is sitting on the right-hand side of the Father as we speak, and we're with Him because we're in Christ right this moment as we speak. If you're saved. If you've trusted the only salvation means that God provided. Now, see, this is something in verse 10. People try to take this scripture and make it that we have to work for our salvation. They're just taking it out of context. I mean, just every way in the world. For we, saved people, are His workmanship, created. The reason you get the word created there is because you're a new creature. You're not born again. You're created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We're supposed to do good works. But Paul says, all things are lawful, but I won't be held under it. Then again, he says it again. For all things are lawful to me. But they're not expedient. In other words, they're not good to do. The law was taken out of the place. It's removed. Jesus Christ in the gospel says He come to what? Fulfill the law. You go over to Romans, you read about the law been removed, guys. You're not under no law. Why? Because you can't keep it and He knew it. It's just unreal. Now, we talked about, Richard did, talked about in Ephesians 4:30. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. And you can. But you can't lose your salvation. Because you are sealed until the day of redemption. And we know He covered this in Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 13. You're sealed. You're sealed. You understand what sealed is? You can't undo the seal. Even God cannot undo the seal. And then of course we got 1 Corinthians chapter, 1 verse 22. Is that right, Jim? I think it is. There's another, a sealing is there. But,
2 Corinthians.
Go over to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, what did I say first?
Yeah.
Oh, that's about signs. Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22. Thank you, Carl.
Yeah.
Let's go over to 1 Corinthians 6. And if you want to know what I just told you about, paraphrasing, it's 1 Corinthians 6, 12. For as all things are lawful, that just tears people up in the church. That takes the power away from the preacher. You know, when you go to a church like that, they want you to walk down and rededicate your life and confess your sins in front of the church.
And tithe.
And tithe, you got that right. Tithing is not even. Now you may know not. You may not know this week. Tithing is not for us in this dispensation. But I guarantee you, if you've been to a church somewhere, they want you to tithe.
And turn away from your sins and follow Him.
What would Jesus do? He wouldn't even talk to me. That's the sad part.
He'd tell you to follow the Apostle Paul's what he would do.
He wouldn't talk to you because you're a Gentile.
That's right.
I want you to see in verse 19 of 1 Corinthians 6.
2 Corinthians?
1 Corinthians. Golly. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost,
right,
which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. You were bought by a price.
That's right.
The death and burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the blood of Christ, you were bought and paid for. Lord means owner. He owns you. Go to Galatians chapter 5. Oh my God, I ain't got no time, Richard.
We need a time stretch.
Oh, Verse 18.
Well, I think I'm going to start a little early, a little up on that.
How about verse 1?
Yeah, verse 1 would be.
Let's just read it. Verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. We're not under bondage. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. When people tell you about that law, that's what Richard was talking about. They put you under a bondage. It's like putting a yoke around an ox. They pull you left and right. Oh, gosh. It's just horrible. We're free. Nobody, all we do is just trust what the Scriptures say. It's a wonderful thing. But now, I want you to see verse 17. Galatians 5. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. Now watch, that's a capital S. That's the Holy Spirit that dwells in you the moment you trust this gospel of your salvation. The Holy Spirit sets up residence in your body. You don't have a choice about it. He sets up residence in your body. For the flesh, that's this old flesh, it's got tainted blood running around in it. That's what it is. It came from your great-great-grandfather so many times removed, Adam. Because he eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God told him, in that day that you do thereof, you shall die. And he did, spiritually, and later on he died physically. But back to this. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that dwells in you, and the Spirit that's in you against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Go to Romans chapter 8 real quick. Just bear with me. I might go over just a tad. Hope not. But Romans chapter 8, verse 1. If you're saved in here, this applies to you. There is therefore now. How much condemnation? No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Ask yourself, are you in Christ Jesus? If not, all kind of condemnation is coming upon you. The wrath of God's going to get you, and you're going to be burning in a lake of fire. That is no joke. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit? Now,
I'll explain that, because a lot of times they think, oh, I've got to walk a certain way. That's actually saying, I've accepted the Spirit part and given up the world.
Right. And this is where we go. Go to verse 8. So then they that are in God, in the flesh. Look, you're walking around in the flesh. The Holy Spirit does not dwell in you. Cannot please God. That's just what it said. Do you choose to believe what the Bible says or what some man said? You can't please God in the flesh. Because here, and I think maybe this is where Dave was going with it. The moment you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, it's God's righteousness. Righteousness. You're 100% righteous. Why? Because it's God's righteousness that's applied to your account. This is your position. P-O-S-I-T. In Christ. But this flesh is your everyday walking around condition. It's not. You would like for it to be on top of this line, but it jags and jigs and so forth. It's not. That's your condition. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Don't you think you can? By doing good, acting good, being good. The only way you're going to please God is trusting in the gospel of the grace of God. But you, the people that's trusted, what? But you are not in the flesh. Well, look, I know there's some saved people in here. I'll just take both. He's not in the flesh. I see him. But he's in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit set up that residence in him the moment he trusted. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. That's the key. Is it dwelling in you today?
Each person has to ask themselves that. And if it's not, you're going to bust hell wide open. It ain't nothing your mama can do. Nothing your daddy can do. Nothing this whole congregation can do to save you other than tell you the truth. And it's up to the Holy Spirit to convict you of your sinfulness and your need of a Savior. And that same Holy Spirit that convicts you of your sinfulness, that you're going to hell if you don't trust, is going to turn right around the moment after you trusted and that Holy Spirit dwells in you. It's going to tell you, welcome! You're a son of God. You're a joint heir with Christ. And you can't lose it. It can't get any better. If you can, God kept it to Himself. Now, I want to finish reading one more scripture. Now, it's still on 9.
Can I say something?
Yes.
You know, I remember the second that that happened. I mean, the light of the glorious gospel shined onto me, and I immediately stood up and said, I just got saved. Nobody saw it. The only one that saw it was me. Because I was baptized into the Spirit of Christ, and I was baptized into Christ at that time. You can't physically see it. But, you know, I mean, I saw it. I mean, and
you will remember it. There's a change comes over an individual. I'm not saying you're going to... I didn't quit smoking. I didn't even quit drinking when I got saved. Yeah. You don't have to. But there's a change that come over me.
Oh, yeah.
I knew I wasn't going to hell any longer. That's a change. It's a comfort to me.
Right.
Yes, Bob?
Because you see your eternal destiny is...
damnation.
Right.
Or either right. eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's one of the two.
Right.
You get to make the choice. God does not force salvation upon any man or woman. Now, finish up verse 9. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ dwelling in you, the Holy Spirit, then you're none of His. And you're doomed and damned and headed to hell. There is absolutely no reason why anybody in this room or watching this telecast or forever will watch the telecast should go to hell. You just heard the truth. Why not quit trying and start trusting right now? Would you trust the gospel right now where you're at? You ain't got to come up here. You ain't got to walk the aisle. You ain't got to confess anything. Just trust the Lord. Right where you're sitting is a done deal. I don't like using this term in this way, but get it done. Get it over with. Then you're going to be a happier person. Because you know you cannot lose it. No matter what you do.